everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. Thank you for joining me today for another opportunity to get empowered with truthful information so you really can make the best decision possible for your health and well-being. I certainly want to welcome anyone who may be listening for the first time. I certainly encourage you to go to my website, which is What Women Must Know, or my Facebook page, which is also What Women Must Know, because you'll get these shows sent to you on a weekly basis. So if you don't get to listen to them live, they will come into your inbox, and you can listen at a convenient time. And you really don't want to miss any of these programs. I have such wonderful guests, and they're so educational and empowering, and I certainly learn a lot, and I know you will be as well. So check in to What Women Must Know and over to my Facebook page. Okay, I'm just going to jump into our conversation today because there's so much to talk about, and we are talking about why hemp extract is a game changer for your health. If you don't know what hemp extract is, you will certainly know by the end of this conversation, be totally inspired by what this special plant medicine can do for you. And I have two very special guests and experts on this subject, and I'm going to introduce them to you right now, and then we're going to jump into the conversation. So one of my guests today is Colonel Philip Blair, who is also a medical doctor. He is a family physician providing disease management for small business employees in several states. He graduated from West Point in 1972, attended the University of Miami School of Medicine, and trained as an Army family physician. And since 2011, his company, ProHealth Advisor, has provided innovative disease management by telemedicine to clients in all 50 states. Dr. Blair has also researched and applied industrial hemp cannabidiol, CBDs, or hemp extract, as we're talking about today, to clinical care for patients, organizations, and other health professionals across the U.S. and into Australia and the U.K. His services are internet-based and accessible for patient and provider consultations internationally. And then we have another Dr. Blair, Dr. Emick Blair, who's a PhD. He did his graduate work in bioanalytical chemistry at the University of California, Irvine, where he received three major awards for his work on enzymes and lipids. Over 10 years ago, Dr. Blair discovered a natural method to form liposomes. Dr. Blair has formulated over 60 unique liposomal formulas, and he continues to perform clinical trials with various high-impact medical doctors around the world. This research shows how natural products, when properly delivered, are critical to maximizing health. And he has recently formulated liposomal hemp extract, and it's a product called OptiHemp. That's one of the most bioavailable hemp extract products in the world. So we have two Dr. Blairs. So to make it easy on me, we're going to address Dr. Blair, Colonel Blair, as Philip, and Dr. Emick Blair as Emick. So I've never really had a show with two Dr. Blairs on it before. So I think we'll just use your first names, and that's okay with everyone.
That'd be fine.
Okay.
That's
yeah, great. Yeah, it can get confusing otherwise. So,
well, you could call me Colonel Blair and call him Dr. Blair.
Oh, well, what would you prefer? Will you tell me? You know, my father has a great saying. I've always remembered, and his saying is, "You can call me anything but late for dinner." So that's my response. But I'll call you Colonel Blair, and we'll go to Dr. Blair. How's that?
That sounds good.
Okay, so Colonel Blair.
And also, I am also never late for dinner.
I always remember that saying from my dad. It's so funny. So Colonel Blair, you've done a tremendous amount of research with hemp extract. I guess my curiosity about that first piece of this conversation is, how did you get involved in this whole area of hemp extract? It's really a novel area for most practitioners. So how did that arrive into your world?
Well, I retired from the Army from family practice in 1997, and then I went into doing disease management. I was looking for ways to get people healthy and minimizing the amount of pharmaceutical agents that could be used, and really try to emphasize the diet approach to taking care of different diseases. But I was successful to a point, and then I needed something further to take us over to the next stage. And and to carry on the health improving factors that were there. And then I learned about cannabidiol. And I did the research. I looked it over very carefully, and then I started using it in myself and my family, and then my friends, as well as my patients, and I saw this dramatic transformation, and the literature has continued to come forward. Now, there are thousands of articles, and I've had the opportunity over the last 4 years of using CBD in a wide variety of conditions and seen some incredible responses that previously we would call orphan diseases, in that there was no effective treatment. But CBD has been effective in so many of these. Maybe not a cure, but making a big improvement. So I see CBD as something that's going to transform the entire medical landscape for everybody, including women.
Well, you know, that's such an exciting revelation that you had, and how you've incorporated in your work. And now you're an educator. You're going all over educating people about the benefits from hemp extract or CBDs. So can you explain why this plant is so profound in its health benefits? Let's start there, looking at the mechanism that it operates within our body, and then we can explore the many ways it can be used for health issues.
Well, you have to take a look at what the body, how the body is formed, and the different systems within the body. Certainly, we've got an endocrine system, we've got a neurologic system, and gastrointestinal, and all those there. But who's the master controller? It turns out that we have what has been termed the endocannabinoid system within our bodies. And this is the master controller, whether it's immunologic or whether it's hormonal, whether it's neurologic and neurotransmitters, and even the gut, and our emotions and cellular metabolism, is all based on the regulation by this master controlling system. So we actually make our own cannabinoids in our body, and we have our own receptors, and we have our own synthetic as well as degradatory enzymes to destroy the molecules. And this system actually goes back in animals back to the sea squirt. So it's been around a long time. So then it's only natural that nature has tried to use this particular mechanism within our body, finding chemicals that will make dynamic changes in people's lives through triggering these particular signaling effects on the human body. And that's what hemp has done. And hemp has done it in so many different ways. It's really quite incredible, which may represent why this plant has been so successful for the last 10,000 years, in that it has makes these changes and makes these effects on bodies, so that this is a very desirable plant for the signaling properties and the health-giving properties that it offers to humans as well as animals.
So this endocannabinoid system is a profound system, but actually it has only recently been understood or even discovered. Well, what's taken so long? I mean, this is a profound system of our body. It's a master regulator that creates this homeostasis in all the different systems, and yet we just recently discovered it.
Well, I think it's been a taboo topic since the 1937s. There was a lot of negative publicity about marijuana, and hemp got categorized into that same kind of grouping, and as a result, and then in 1971, you have President Nixon declaring a war on drugs and outlawing anything that really comes from hemp. And there was just quite a bit of a moratorium in the United States about looking into the products that were coming from the cannabis plant. And unfortunately, as a result of that, there was really stifled any significant amount of research. But in 1992, Israel figured out that this substance was there, and that we had these receptor systems within our body. So that was really the beginning of understanding how profound this system is working and regulating so many other systems in our body.
Well, thank goodness.
Yeah, I think.
Go ahead.
I was just going to add in that you know, I think what Colonel Blair said is exactly correct. I mean, if you look, you know, throughout history, and, you know, there's a fantastic book, The Botany of Desire, it kind of tracks hemp through the history of mankind. And this plant and mankind and people have been partnered up for thousands of years and have come up through the ages together. It's really only about a 50-year period, and you know, and you talk about it in your book as well. I mean, in the Hemp Health Revolution, there's only a short period of time, but it was done in such an acute fashion that we really went backwards. We stopped, you know, it was outlawed, it wasn't allowed, it was demonized, it was kind of turned into this evil thing. But unfortunately, that period of time is where we made so many medical breakthroughs and did so much fantastic science, and hemp just kind of missed the boat. But what's nice is that even though, you know, there's a short segment of time of about 50 years where man and hemp were kind of being torn apart, that era of our history is kind of over now. And now we're moving forward to kind of understanding anew how much this plant can really positively influence our lives. I mean, you know, we went from a place where you had to cultivate a certain amount of hemp because it made rope, it made sails, it made all our goods, it made our food, to it being demonized. And now it's back to where people understand its value, and we want to be, you know, in partnership with it's kind of almost being in partnership with this plant again.
But you know, Cheryl, this is not, we're still not in the right page in terms of the research is being done on these substances from that are coming from hemp, because we're trying to treat it like a drug and we're trying to isolate these particular drugs, and that's not the way the plant was designed. You want a full spectrum type of material coming from this, a whole plant concept, and the materials coming from it to give the best effects and the best medical results for health.
And that's so important, because we really want to appreciate that nature has created the perfect plant, and it has all the components. There are, how many components are there in the hemp plant, Dr. Blair? Do you know?
Millions. I mean, yeah,
wow.
Millions and millions and millions. I mean, and what's interesting about it is different parts of the plant have different components, and, you know, what's the right mix? How do we put them all together? I mean, it's a very complex question. And, you know, historically, we've done this to a lot of herbs where we said, oh, you know, this one ingredient is the active in this herb, and we purified it out. And what did we see? When we purified it out to that one ingredient that we thought did all the work, the herb stopped working. And then we'd have to back it off and then get a full spectrum herb, and maybe it's turmeric, or it could be ginger, or in this case, it's hemp, right? And, you know, Colonel Blair and I were actually talking the other day. Another paper came out, right? So there's this paper about the bell-shaped curve response of hemp, going from hemp just to pure CBD, showing that pure CBD wasn't really doing half of the work that the full-spectrum hemp extract would. And then he just recently, in the last week or so, sent me another paper showing the exact same thing, that another independent group did similar testing and came up with the exact same results, that we want all of the ingredients in the plant, not just CBD or something like that. This isn't a drug. This is something that is food. It's supposed to feed our endocannabinoid system and really get us back to homeostasis.
But, you know, Dr. Blair, this is actually more than just theoretical. By these particular studies, I see this clinically, where I've used myself some purified and isolate type of CBD, and then my patients have used it, and they've not noticed the response. They get some response, but when they use the full spectrum, like a liposomal, incredible response in a matter of just a few milligrams compared to hundreds of milligrams of the isolate. There's just a world of difference clinically, as well as the biochemistry.
So that's just an important point we need to let people know, because I'm sure by the time we finish our conversation, people are going to want to incorporate hemp extract into their daily regimen. But the point that you both are making is look for a full spectrum product. One of the caveats is to look for a full spectrum product. So, Colonel Blair, because you've been using this clinically in your practice, can you tell us some of the benefits that hemp extract provides for people? What have you noticed, and what do you recommend it for?
Well, I think to start off with, just to mention, there's just like a laundry list of things. There's anxiety, pain, depression. There's metabolism and improved performance. There's vision. There's improved sleep. There is resolution of irritable bowel syndrome and inflammation on joints. So you're dealing with arthritis, autoimmune diseases. And for gynecologic issues, I see cannabidiol as actually re-regulating the hormonal balance and returning women back to, and their cycles back to a normal pattern. So there's really quite unlimited, and neurodegeneration, as well as autism and epilepsy. I've treated people in all of these areas, and I've seen profound improvements in every one of them.
So, gosh, there's so much to talk about. I believe that you've been involved with a clinical study on post-traumatic stress.
Yes, I'm working with veterans, particularly on post-traumatic stress disorder. Well, being a combat physician myself in the first Gulf War, you know, we went through some of those concerns, and it was a topic. Actually, if you look through history, you see that we've had combat post-traumatic stress disorder that goes back as long as we've had warfare. And as a result of that, it had really sparked my interest and understanding. And I wanted to reach out to veterans, so I invited them to use a full-spectrum product, a liposomal product, in a study of PTSD. Now, PTSD is quite interesting in that it actually shows specific endocannabinoid deficiencies. And you have very high levels of receptors, but very low levels of agonists, or the molecules that's going to connect up to those receptors. And this, quite in contrast to people who experience trauma or who are normal. And you can measure a few of these things and make that determination. When you use, and so with this type of objective evidence, then that is present, we know that this is endocannabinoid deficiency exists. We may be able to use CBD in order to rectify that. And in fact, in my trials with at least 30 veterans, using CBD in relatively low doses, they've been able to make a dramatic improvement within days of using this product, as well as my impression is that they're going into remission. After 4 weeks of using this product, I'm seeing dramatic transformation in 9 out of 10 of these individuals.
Which is quite extraordinary, because there really isn't anything else out there that has proven to be effective with post-traumatic stress disorder, is there?
Well, there's actually a number of experimental approaches that people are using, as well as the standard therapies in terms of antidepressants, and some of the benzodiazepines have been used, as well as always counseling are there, and people do make some improvements with them. But there's nothing like the dramatic improvement that we are seeing with CBD.
With a natural product that has no side effects, unlike benzodiazepines.
I'm really glad you pointed that out, because I haven't seen any significant side effects. I haven't seen any dependence. There is no impairment of any cognitive or physical ability. So, and people return to great vigor, and their lives are restored. And I love seeing that kind of transformation. My favorite thing is to actually be in front of soldiers when they take this, the CBD, and watch the changes on their face and the changes in their mood as they're taking their first doses of this, see that transformation, see that relaxation and that calmness and the smile that comes over their face. Absolutely priceless.
Oh, my God, you know, what a blessing. And we have to say that post-traumatic stress disorder, while we hear about it associated with veterans, but the fact of the matter is there are so many people who are affected with the trauma that from traumatic events that have happened in their lives. So, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder affects a wider segment of our population. I think we appreciate from any sort of sexual abuse. I met a paramedic who had post-traumatic stress just from what he saw in his job. And, you know, just so many traumas in life that can have a huge impact on our body's response.
Well, you're right. You're absolutely right. And it's affecting, I would say that it's a larger proportion of women who are more susceptible to violence and abuse. And they have a very high rate, and they're more sensitive for developing PTSD because they also have a very sensitive endocannabinoid system.
You know, it reminds me when I was working as a psychotherapist, it was the realization that it's not just sexual abuse that can create conditions like post-traumatic stress. And of course, it's physical violence, but being in a home where there is emotional abuse or physical violence is going on, not even directed at the person, but just in the space, that can have a huge impact on the brain and how we respond in life.
You're absolutely right. The childhood upbringing has a major factor for why some people get PTSD and other people don't. But, you know, I always had a question for Dr. Blair about this liposomal delivery system. I found it so fascinating that it could be so effective. Amick, I want you to talk about a little bit, how does this work?
Yeah, well, you know, the way it works is really, really simple, and that is that, you know, this full-spectrum hemp extract that we use, even though it's, you know, natural and it's got contains a variety of ingredients in it, it still gets rejected by your body at greater than 95%. So that means for every one part you get, 95% of that never gets absorbed. It never gets used. It just gets completely eliminated from your body. So what we know is about ingredients that are there to, you know, feed the endocannabinoid system. Well, the first ones that we have, they came from breast milk. So basically what we did, we're using these liposomes, which is a model of how nutrition is naturally delivered, how these ingredients that feed your endocannabinoid system are naturally introduced into your body from the time you're, you know, an hour old to, you know, hopefully the time that, you know, well into your hundreds, right? And when you introduce hemp in that format, in a way that your body understands, your body recognizes it. I mean, it's almost like, you know, the liposome comes, you know, it knocks on the door, and then, you know, your body recognizes it, opens up the door, and it goes in, and then it's able to do all the amazing natural things that it does.
So that's just another important point. We're talking about hemp extract and what people really need to be aware of. We're talking about the benefit of a full spectrum product, and what you're talking about now is the delivery system, because it's not just taking a product. There are lots of hemp extract products out there. They come in all sorts of shapes and forms, from capsules to tinctures to topical products to vaping, but it's how it's made available into the body that determines whether a product is going to work or not. And I hate to see people go out there and buy a product and, you know, all the great things we're saying on the show, and then they go, but it didn't work for me. And it's not because the product may not be effective. It's just how it was formulated and delivered that determines whether the body can use it or not.
You know, you're absolutely right. The first problem that I run into with a lot of patients is that they tell me, well, I've tried CBD, it doesn't work. And number one question, I want to know what product that they were using and what kind of doses that they were using. Because I have specific guidelines, and in my experience, 85, 90% of people respond to CBD, and they just, and if it's, they're using a good product.
Right. So I want to go back to some of the benefits. So, Colonel Blair, let's talk about the HPA axis. Hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis, which is a major system of the body that controls and determines the output of hormones and throughout our entire endocrine system. Can we just talk a little bit about how hemp extract supports that system?
Yeah, let me just be fairly simple about it. Now, the function of the endocannabinoid system within the body is really to maintain normal. And so the HPA axis has a lot of connections within the endocannabinoid system. And it's using a lot of neurotransmitters as the signaling for turning on the hormones or and the different patterns and the release of hormones. So what happens with cannabidiol, it tends to insert itself into the system and to normalize the behavior and the function of this HPA axis so that it gets back to normal. Now, that means that if cortisol levels are too low, it tends to raise those up. But if those cortisol levels are too high, such as in PTSD, it brings those down and balances them so that they're now working at a normal function. And it does that by working at the synapses in so many cases, where using CBD, it actually provides negative feedback to a lot of these neurotransmitter signals. That what I like to say is it turns down the volume, where we get hyper and we get excitability many times from these neurotransmitters that are being released at the connections between the nerves. Well, actually, what we see with the CBD and the endocannabinoid system is to turn down the volume, and so that it becomes more regular and balanced and much more controlled. And so we return the body through that axis back to a normal and functioning basis. And that includes the gynecologic hormones as well.
Now, we're doing this interview during the month of October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And I like to bring in many different angles of how women can support breast health or address ways to prevent cancer. What can you contribute to that conversation, Colonel Blair, in regards to hemp extract's benefits?
Well, I certainly appreciate the problem that occurs, many of the problems that come with breast diseases, not only cancer, but also fibrocystic type of changes where there's glandular changes that create a painful breast. And then we do have the cancer situation and tumors that may form. All of these areas, cannabidiol is particularly well suited to normalize the functioning of the breast and to eliminate the formation of the fibrosis that occurs, as well as control the pain and the formation of small nodules that would be occurring in the breast. On top of that, it has superb anti-cancer abilities. They're really quite phenomenal, and we still haven't understood all of those. It has to do with preventing the formation of cancer cells, preventing their extension or widening, their metastasis, actually killing cancer type of cells so that they self-destruct, as well as preventing vascular increases, their vascular supply to those tumors. It also changes the cancer cell metabolism and induces inflammation within the cancer cell, while at the same time it protects normal tissue and normal cells. It's just a marvelous agent that can be used to prevent cancer, and in conjunction with chemo and radiation therapy may be an ideal suited approach for handling any malignancies that occur.
You know, that's quite amazing to think of. This natural product has so many benefits for addressing the many pathways for cancer. So the question that follows for me, we've heard so much about medical marijuana being beneficial for cancer, but you're saying the hemp extract, which is legal in all 50 states, has also an incredible ability to help address the many pathways to protect against cancer. So, what are your thoughts about that, Colonel Blair?
Well, I think that THC certainly catches the highlights and the marquees. Everybody's talking about THC, but its little sister, the cannabidiol, is doing a hell of a job and has all of the properties, and actually far more many signaling properties for improving health than THC does. THC is focused on a number of different areas that are absolutely beneficial. But you don't have to have THC available and on board in order to get the benefits of CBD. I just think it's generally overlooked and unappreciated for what CBD offers us for health and sustaining our life and resilience.
I think that's such an important point to know that the hemp extract really is as effective as what we're told medical marijuana is. You know, it can do so many of the jobs. associated with medical marijuana, but it's safe and it's legal and easily available and affordable. So that's great news. I've always wanted to ask that question because there's so much confusion around the subject. Colonel Blair, can we explore some of the other benefits from hemp extract? What else have you used it for in clinical practice and have seen results with?
Well, we talked about PTSD. We talked about breast health. One of the remarkable areas, of course, I've seen and we're familiar with is epilepsy. But let's talk a little bit about dementia. You know, it's one of the areas that I am I'm particularly interested in because in 9 out of 10 cases, I've seen CBD significantly improve or even reverse dementia in older individuals. And yet, I don't have people pounding at my door to get started on this. There's a modest dose that's involved, and it only takes a little bit for a few weeks. And we see dramatic transformations in cognizance, in interrelationships, and in improvement in physical form, too. I think it could be stunning what we could do to stave off this, what we consider is type 3 diabetes for the brain, and that CBD could offer us in so many valuable ways.
Do you think that's because of its anti-inflammatory effects?
Well, the CBD is so pleiotropic in it's targeting so many different systems. You know, we talked earlier about the endocannabinoid system, but that is just a small part of the signaling of this incredible molecule, signaling on all of the neurotransmitters. Aside from the endocannabinoid system, working with the hormones, working actually in combination with the opioid receptors to turn down tolerance issues and improve analgesia, working on the gut and restoring the tight junctions that are in the gut and in the bladder and in the kidney to prevent the further leakage and even in the skin. So there are definitely anti-inflammatory properties in terms of regulating the immune system. And we talked earlier about the neurotransmitters. And we mentioned also earlier about the hormonal system. So with respect to Alzheimer's disease and dementia, there's definitely the part about reducing inflammation, and that's very important. But it also has to do with when these abnormal proteins, these tau proteins, are formed and the body's reactivity to those, and also allowing or helping those to be destroyed and get rid of those particular particles so they're not causing an inflammatory response. One other thing has to do with the leaky blood-brain barrier that can occur with different types of head trauma. CBD actually bolsters that particular membrane so that we no longer have symptoms of issues with confusion or foggy brain and foggy cognitive type of function. And then on a further level, quite extraordinary, and this may be very, very important, is the formation that CBD actually stimulates the formation of new neurons and new neurologic connections that might have not been there before. So all of these things in combination seem to be doing their best for people who are faced with cognitive issues, whether it's dementia or it's even traumatic brain injury.
I love the fact that it creates new brain cells. That to me is pretty special because if we can create new brain cells at any age, we're just getting smarter all the time.
Well, more than that, we actually reduce inflammation when we do that. And a lot of the anxiety and depression may be related to forming new connections. And so CBD really serves a special role in promoting those healthy configurations while actually reducing inflammatory cells in the brain that can lead to exacerbations of whatever cognitive issues, whether it's depression, schizophrenia, bipolar, or dementia.
Can we talk about sleep and how hemp extract CBDs can help people who are dealing with insomnia issues?
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, it's quite extraordinary what CBD does. You know, I've been talking here about these paradoxes, about how CBD does one thing, but it also has this other effect where CBD actually destroys cancer cells, but on the other hand, it protects normal cells that are ischemic or damaged, whether that's a stroke or it's a heart attack. For sleep, it's a little bit of the same thing. CBD is actually a compound that wakes you up, makes you more alert, more attentive, more focused, but it also improves the quality of sleep. It improves the amount of deep sleep that someone has. And one client at a psychiatric conference that I was at demonstrated that it had actually doubled the amount of deep sleep in a 1 or 2 day period.
Well, that's pretty extraordinary because being able to get into a deep sleep cycle is so critical for not just one's ability to function in life, but to detoxify the brain, to establish new learnings, to lose weight. As we know, sleep is so important, and it's such a huge problem these days. So to hear that hemp extract is so effective and is safe as opposed to so many of those medications that people are taking these days.
Absolutely. It is absolutely safe. It's never been found to be at a toxic level and has been very, very effective. But Cheryl, you also hit upon a very important subject in that what we're dealing with is a healthy body and it takes more than just the cannabidiol to correct a problem. It is sleep, but it's also exercise and it's diet and it's good relationships and it's prayer and meditation. You want to have that whole practice, a whole person concept when you're helping people with some of the diseases. CBD will help in one particular area, give relief, but it's not going to solve all the problems. You've got to be able to get to the place where you're incorporating this holistic approach to improving someone's health.
Oh, I totally agree. It's a piece of the puzzle, but it's not the whole solution. We have to incorporate many facets to get our balance back, to really establish wholeness again. So I totally agree. I did want to ask you a question, Colonel Blair. Are there any drug interactions? Because people have asked me this question, and there are conflicting answers. And being an expert, I'm going to go right to you to give me your thoughts on that subject.
Well, that's a great topic, and I get that question all the time, in fact, probably once a day. So what happens is that CBD does interfere with the CYP450 system. That's a way that we deactivate substances in the body and get rid of them. And it does slow that particular system down in particular pathways that are common for many drugs. However, if you look at the literature closely, you see that that really only occurs at high levels. And so what we're talking about is about 200 milligrams of CBD before you start to get a phased-in effect and a delay in that metabolic particular cycle. So for most drugs, and I never recommend over 200 milligrams of CBD for any type of problem. I just haven't had the need to do that. So I'm never getting to the point where I feel like I'm going to have any significant interference. Now, there is some exception to that, and that has to do with one drug that has been cited related to clobazam, which is an anti-epileptic drug. And I've heard also that certain types of chemotherapy drugs can run into some interactions, but these have to do are typically the ones that are related to some of the biologic, newer biologic agents that are being used. And that does include some of the biologics that are being used for breast cancer. But otherwise, in clinical practice, I very, very rarely see any type of suggested drug interaction. If you do get a drug interaction, it occurs at a level, it is as a result of the other medication causing either too strong an effect is typically what happens with that.
So that's really useful to know that basically what you're saying, it is safe. You know, if people are on medications, they can continue to take a hemp extract product and not have to worry that there will be any sort of adverse interactions.
And that also goes for coagulation and using Coumarin or warfarin. There is no significant drug interaction. But as always, if you're taking in a new food substance, you want to check your levels and make sure that that's not happening for you.
So the other thing that goes along with this line of exploration is the dose that people require. I mean, I tell people that they have to experiment because everyone is so different and their endocannabinoid needs are different, and that it's safe to start low, but if they don't notice results, they can increase the amount they're taking until they have a benefit. How do you explain that to people?
Well, I tell them the same thing. We don't know what somebody's need for CBD is, and the variation is so broad that you can't really determine it by weight. I do get an idea by age. I have the saying to, if you're between 7 and 70, you take a standard serving for what's on the bottle. And I want to make it really simple for patients. And so what's on the bottle, take that. If you don't get a response within 5 minutes, I ask them to double the dose. If in there's rare cases, about 1 out of 100, that are really sensitive to it, and I tell them to cut the dose in half. But otherwise, I want people to take early on as much as necessary in order to help their particular problem, so they're feeling the effects, they're feeling the benefits as soon as possible when they're using the product. And they'll find out if it's beneficial and if it will control the symptoms that they're hoping it to do. And in my experience, 75% of cases, they do respond with the first doses, and I can see the changes in them. And before they walk out of my office, I see those changes, and they have those benefits right there in their pocket.
You know, that's so amazing to hear you say that, that people can take a dose or two of the hemp product and you can actually see the benefits occurring before your very eyes.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thrill that gives me, and part of my passion is transforming people's lives. But, you know, what has happened is that the product that we're using, the liposomal product that Dr. Blair has created, has really given us an even broader facility. So we're using really what would be considered micro doses, 5 milligrams of CBD in this form. It has the effect of 7 times what is found in a tincture. And so we're able to use a very small dose of this simple, this formulation. It's not a simple formulation, but create dramatic results. And I'm still always amazed at the product that you've developed, Emek.
So I just want to
thank you.
Say,
I mean,
let me just say something, then Emek,
yeah.
Well, I want you to answer this. But in full disclosure to everyone listening, the product that you have formulated, which is called OptiVita, is a product that I have been using in my practice and I recommend to my patients, and I've been talking about and lecturing about because of what I learned from you, Emek, of why this is such an exceptional product. So I just want to say before I let you jump in, it's so important for anyone who's wanting to use any product, but we'll be talking about the product at hand, hemp extract, to find something that really is effective, that is pure, that has the ability to get into the system quickly and be used by the body. That separates, you know, an average or ineffectual product for something that really is going to deliver the results, which is what we're looking for. So that's why when I learned what you have formulated, Emek, I went with this product, and I have had great results, and I also have so many people telling me how well they feel on it. So I want you to talk about what you formulated and why the OptiVita product that you are responsible for bringing to market is so different and so effective compared to other products out there.
Yes. Well, first of all, thank you. That's very kind. But so let me tell you what I was doing Saturday morning, right? So Saturday morning, this is, I wouldn't say atypical. I drove about 45 minutes from my house, and I went to the farm where the hemp is actually grown. And I went, you know, I kind of walked through, you know, if you saw me afterwards, the scene was, I got all sticky and really got in there. But I went and inspected the farm just to make sure that the source of the oil, these plants, are exactly what they're supposed to do. So the first thing I always do is I kind of rummage through the leaves and kind of look at the plants. And what I look for are ladybugs. So a good hemp farm doesn't, especially the organic, the USDA organic version that we use, that we get our hemp from, doesn't spray any harsh chemicals or doesn't spray any chemicals at all for pests and things like that. So basically I look for ladybugs. And the reason I look for ladybugs is because ladybugs and hemp are our partners in life. And first of all, the fact that they're there means that they weren't killed off by some pesticide. And number two, I know that it's being farmed in a sustainable fashion because these ladybugs, they'll actually protect the hemp plant from other critters that are trying to get to it. So they look really cute, but they're quite ferocious at protecting their hemp plants. I went and looked at that. There's another telltale sign if somebody's using really synthetic, nasty fertilizers. So I look at the leaves and I make sure that the leaves have the right number of points on them. And, you know, for instance, this the farm I went to, they all had 7 and 9 points on them, which is perfect. If the leaves only have 3 points, that means a ton of disgusting fertilizer was chemical fertilizer was thrown on there. I want to make sure that it's truly organic, it's truly healthy. And it was kind of funny this weekend. All the chickens kind of try to run me off because I was on their turf. So, I mean, it's so nice and natural. And what's really phenomenal, too, is so I went and inspected, make sure that the farm itself was exactly the way it was supposed to be. But I was able to go to the facility that's, a mile down the street from the farm, maybe 2 miles, and that's where the CO2 extraction occurs, right? So no nasty synthetic, carcinogenic kind of solvents are used. We just use carbon dioxide, which is around us all the time. It's a natural ingredient. It doesn't do anything to us. It's what we breathe out all the time. And then I can inspect that. And what's really cool is if you look at how the whole manufacturing process is, you start at the farm, you go a mile or two down to the extraction facility, and then you go about 20 miles down to our manufacturing facility. So you really have this nice local sourcing of the ingredients because, look, if you're going to buy a tomato, you're not going to let it sit out for, 2 months and watch it rot or something like that, right? You wouldn't do that with an apple. You wouldn't do that with any of your fruits. I mean, cauliflower or anything, right? So in order to keep all of the good, healthy ingredients in there, everything is done locally, and it's only done within a few miles of each other, and we try and do it as quickly as possible as well. So we really, really take care of making sure that every single ingredient is exactly what it's supposed to be, and it meets our criteria. The other fantastic thing, and this is just something really interesting, and this is kind of going back to the fact, that hemp and humans have been partners for thousands of years, is that the hemp field is right next to a USDA organic corn field, right? So what happens is the hemp plant isn't only very nourishing to people, it's nourishing to the soil. So what they do is 1 year the field will grow hemp, the next year it'll grow corn. And then it'll grow hemp, and then it'll grow corn because the hemp will feed the soil, and then the corn will take that nourishment out of the soil, and then we eat the corn, and then, it just constantly cycles through. So what's fantastic about it is not only is the hemp nourishing our bodies and our endocannabinoid system, it's putting nitrogen back in the ground to allow the farmers to raise other crops that, would be a little bit more or a lot more difficult for them to do in a natural fashion.
So I think it's great that you are 20 miles from the farmer, who grows this organic hemp. So you want it organic because there are farms who use pesticides and fertilizers, right, on their crops, on their hemp crops. So you're not necessarily getting the purity or the potency as a result. And then his ability to process the stems and the leaves that make the hemp extract is right there a couple of miles down the road. And then off to you, 20 miles down the road. So it's something that is a great natural chain going on there of the producer and the processor and the manufacturer all closely connected and involved with each other. You know who you are, and you know the quality of the products and how it's being processed, which is I think really unique.
No, it's fantastic. And actually, last week, you know, sometimes these inspections take more than, you know, one time. And last week it was great. I got to just hang out with the farmer, and we were just talking about, you know, all these different things, the history of hemp and how it's really starting to help, you know, the American Colorado farmer, and, you know, how it's really benefiting and replacing a lot of, you know, now people, hemp is replacing fertilizer. I mean, it's kind of amazing if you think about it.
It's a wonderful plant. And then you have been able, because of your background, your studies as a PhD in chemistry, you've created a facility and a company that actually is able to produce this liposomal delivery system, which you explained earlier in our conversation. But just to emphasize that this process, this liposomal process, is actually the most effective way to take up the nutrients directly into your cells so you can really get the results. And, I mean, you work with this liposomal technology for many delivery systems. I mean, I've got some of your products. It's vitamin C and PQQ and CoQ10 and curcumin, magnesium. But you also have focused on using it for hemp extract to make it the primary delivery system. So can you just, again, just share with us why this is so superior to any other delivery forms of well, of nutrients in general, but since we're talking about hemp extract, we'll just stay focused on that subject.
Yeah, you know, this is the delivery system that your body wants. This is the delivery system your body is used to. And when you take, you know, even let's say you take a bite of food, right? Your body tries to take the fats and tries to turn them into liposome. The problem is your body just isn't all that efficient at it. So only a small percentage of the nutrients are really delivered to your body in the way that it wants. And everything else is kind of done in a somewhat haphazard fashion. But, you know, the other problem is that nowadays we're just not eating all the healthy fats that we're supposed to. And what's great about this delivery system, and by the way, the way we deliver this hemp product is the next generation of liposomes. It's not liposomes from 2 years ago even. This is the next generation. And we use the lipids from the hemp itself and from sunflowers to really help push the actives from the hemp, all, you know, the healthy CBDs and CBG and all the other ingredients that are in there to really get it into the bloodstream. So all we're really doing is copying exactly what Mother Nature did and how nature naturally delivers it. And in fact, the way that we make our liposomes is a copy of nature. So a lot of other companies will use solvents, they'll use high pressure and high temperature to make their liposomes. So they're kind of forcing the situation. What we do is we set up a situation where nature and the hemp and the lipids naturally want to form these liposomes. And that way, we don't cook the ingredients, we don't put them under high pressure or anything like that, so they're really, really stable and they last for a very long time. So our, you know, when we make this product, you can put it on the shelf and it can sit there for a couple of years without any issue. You know, it's going to be really, really good because we've kind of captured it in its high nutrient way, and it stays at that high nutrient level for years.
Well, I'm just really impressed with what you're doing, Emek, with your integrity, with the purity, you know, going the extra mile to make sure you have a product that really delivers the best liposomal technology and the purest ingredients. So that's why I really like what you have formulated with the OptiVita hemp product. And I want to say that we've been talking about the hemp extract, and we should mention that you can take it as an oral tincture, or you can take it as a topical lotion. So you can focus on a localized area as well as taking it systemically. So, Colonel Blair, do you just want to, in the last minute or so we have in our conversation, do you want to just kind of wrap it up and talk about those options to get the best benefit for whatever condition a person is dealing with?
Sure. There are several different forms that the CBD comes in, and they're all healthy, and they can all be effective. It's a matter of what fits best with your lifestyle. For instance, if you're taking tinctures or you're taking liposomes, it's difficult to travel on an aircraft with those because of restrictions on fluid volume. So if you take a capsule, then that would be an easy way for you to carry the CBD with you to help with that jet lag and this fatigue and the time changes you experience. But here's the thing, is if you're using capsules, I want you to bite the capsules and swish it in your mouth rather than just swallowing the capsules, because the effects and the absorption through the mucous membranes are so superb. Otherwise, if you take any of the tinctures or you're taking the liposomes, hold that in your mouth for at least a minute. Get the full effect and the absorption right there on the spot. And for some individuals, they may choose to vaporize. And there are formulations that are available that are safe, that are vegetable glycerin without any propylene glycol, that are safe to vaporize. And I've seen dramatic turnaround for asthma and COPD and even chronic pain using a vaporized formula alone.
Well, that's great information. So this has been a wonderful show. I hope it's inspired everyone listening. You know, I see hemp extract as a way to just support optimal health. It's like my rejuvenation strategy. It's not even requiring a problem. The way I like to use it, it just supports the system to stay healthy. So you don't need an issue to get the benefits to optimize your health and well-being. And, you know, so I'm a big fan of hemp extract these days, and obviously wrote a book about it and see the amazing benefits. So I want to thank Colonel Philip Blair, who has been sharing with us today with his experience, and Dr. Emmett Blair, who is the expert in liposomal technology and has formulated some exceptional products. I want to thank both of you for the wonderful work you're doing, the passion that you have in sharing this information and taking the time to be with us today.
Absolutely my pleasure. I very much enjoyed it. Thank you for having me.
It's been a great conversation. And to all my listeners, thank you for joining me today for another opportunity to learn, to grow, to be empowered. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. You've been listening to What Women Must Know. We've been talking about why hemp extract is a game changer for your health. And until next time, remember, always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.